Did you know that in the U.S., students in grades 6 through 12 experience bullying and that about 30% of young people bully others? Also, did you know 70.6% of students seen bullying and 70.4% of staff at schools have seen students being bullied? Now, take those percentages in mind and think, what could we do differently in order to change those? To find that out, I want to ask my school reading teacher her input on the situation. What is your definition of a bystander?
Someone who stands by and watches something happen without getting involved.
Do you think commonly teachers don't consider themselves as bystanders when they're witnessing bullying?
Yeah, probably true. I think some teachers pay more attention to bullying than other teachers do.
Do you consider yourself a bystander or a helper?
I would like to think of myself as a helper. I try and stop it if I see it happening. But there's probably times where it could be happening that I don't catch it.
So when you don't catch, do you think other teachers that are there would do something to stop it?
I think it depends on the teacher. Like we had said before, if they see it, they hopefully will get involved and try and stop it. But a lot of times kids, if we don't see it happen, they come up to us and tell us about it after.
Do you think bullying happens more in school or outside of school?
Oh, that's a good question. I kind of feel like it happens more outside of school because of social media. I think kids can bully each other more because they use social media to hide behind. So I think outside of school.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
About 34% of students have been cyberbullied. Speaking on the subject, I'm talking to a high school student to see their point of view on the subject. Have you ever been bullied on social media or witnessed bullying?
I have never been bullied on social media because I feel like, I honestly don't know. I feel like people wouldn't, like, say that to me on social media, but I have witnessed bullying on social media. Like, it could just be, like, an embarrassing video, and people be like, oh, what's wrong with her? She ugly, she fat, yada, yada, yada. You know, just people they don't know, and they just bully them or stuff like that.
So why do you think people bully others on social media?
I think people bully others on social media because they think it's funny. They want to get, you know, everyone to, you know, get laughed at. And, you know, they want to get likes and, you know, things like that, want people to like them.
Okay. What do you think the victim, how do you think the victim feels when they see stuff under their pictures or whatever?
I feel like any victim will feel, well, not any victim. I feel like some victims will feel a little upset, you know, like, why are people saying this? You know, this is not funny. You know, I thought this was cute, and, you know, they over here laughing at me because they, you know, think I'm ugly, you know, stuff like that. Unless you just have confidence, and you know you're that cute, and you know you're that person, you know, you that girl, can't nobody tell you nothing. So it's like, some people be like, oh, like, skip the haters. Who cares about them? Because I don't.
Okay. So as us being teens, what do you think we should do to uplift the victim when we see this situation?
Be like, oh, like, forget them. You cute. Don't let nobody get you down. You know, things like that. You know, I really don't like humans, but, you know, I try to be nice and, you know, be like, you know, like, honestly, I don't like our human race. It's just too much for me to handle. And, you know, sometimes, you know, if I see somebody getting bullied and I see somebody see somebody else being mean to someone, I'd be like, oh, you cute, I like, hey, or like, tell them to leave them alone. And then, you know, that person would get defensive, be like, why you winning? This ain't your problem. Like, and I'm gonna be like, it is my problem because I'm seeing it. So, I guess, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Next time you see someone being getting bullied, you should think about what you could do to stop it. Also, think about how you could comfort the victim, and build them back up. And imagine if someone was a person you loved.